The rest had disappeared under a heap of debris, which was still pouring out of the window, forming a great hill of rubble which completely blocked the doorway. Quivering with rage, Bowles strode up to the fire, which his crew was fueling with logs, branches and planks. He smote at the blazing wood with his scimitar, scattering it onto the lawn.
Glimbo, get yourself over here! Stop burning the wood! We'll need it to pile up again that load of rubble!
The one-eyed Seerat, who had been enjoying the blaze, saluted his leader quizzically.
You don't want a fire then, Captain?
He recoiled, his face now splattered with spittle from the captain's furious rant.
Can't you see they've blocked the doorway, fool? Rubble won't burn. We need that wood to pile up again the heap. We can climb up on it through the windows.
Ragabowl sat down on the lawn, chopping at the grass with his blade and shouting out.
Can't you use your brains? Have I got to do all that thinking round here?
Blowfly came plodding up from the gatehouse.
Captain, the vermin gang are gone. The gate's open. They must have escaped.
Bowl gritted each word out slowly, as if he was speaking to a dim-witted infant.
Well, go and bring them back. Glimbo, you go with him and don't show your ugly faces back here without every last one of them. Go!
Martha had heard every word. She smiled at the abbess.
Well, that's a few less to bother us.
Sister Setiva ducked a head aside as a stretcher load of debris hurtled out of the window space.
Oh, but did you hear yon Seerat? They're going to make a ladder to scale the heap of muck. What are we to do now?
Just then, Form Old Will clumped into the dormitory. His face wreathed in a happy smile as he announced.
We've no need to worry all water no more, Zert. My molars uncovered a girt well down in his cellars.
Sister Setiva pursed her lips.
Oh, grand! But I don't see how that's going to help us fight Seerats off.
Torn shook Dwell by his muddy digging claw.
That's a spot of luck, me old mate. Keep throwing rubble out of the windows and tell your crew to start bringing up pails of water as much as they can.
The Otacook winked roguishly at Martha.
We'll see how far the rats get trying to scale a mud hill.
The hermaid clapped her paws gleefully.
Very good, Torrin. What a splendid idea. Gerval, keep making those pepper bombs. In a day or two, those sea rats will wish they'd never heard of Redwall Abbey.
Little Muggum flung a pawful of debris moodily out of the window.
Herding founded water. I expect us dibbins be a-getting barst again.
Sister Setiva patted the mole babe fondly.
Och aye, but you can throw the soupy bath water out to the rats.
Within the hour, old Fred had penned a poem about what he envisaged. Martha laughed along with the rest as the ancient gatekeeper read it aloud to the defenders.
They won't leave this abbey all filthy and scabby when this war is done. Our foes will retreat, looking clean, nice and neat, every sea rat son. Oh, won't it be splendid when this siege is ended? Like roses they'll smell, washed by bathwater sweet, looking fresh in defeat as away they run. Come one and come all, dirty vermin we'll call, should you need a scrub. Don't worry or fear, we've got bathwater here. You may take a tub. Wash the mud out your ears, so you'll hear us, my dears. For 'tis truth to tell, you will know how it feels with a clean pair of heels from a Redwall farewell.
Ragabowl watched as Ferran and Rogin barred and shut the big wall gates. Werger followed him inside the gatehouse, waiting silently on his command. The sea rat slumped down on old Fred's bed, speaking his thoughts as he gazed up at the ceiling.
Tonight, once 'tis dark, we attack. You stay here with a few of the crew. Light a fire, make lots of noise. They'll think we're all round by this gatehouse. I'll take the rest and storm the abbey by surprise. Tell Ferran to gather all the wood that ain't burned. We need it to get up the rubble. I'll be inside afore that old abbot mouse knows it. I'll teach those bumpkins to defy Ragabowl. The floors in there will be awash with blood by the time I'm done.
Werger ventured some questions.
Do I leave the gates locked, Captain? What if Blowfire and Glimbo return with the prisoners? Or my three sons? What if they return with Jibs now?
Ragabol looked sideways at his seer.
They got paws and voices, ain't they? Let him bang on the gates or call for you to open up.
Werger humbled her tone, knowing she was touching on a delicate subject.
Just now to my sons are gone over long now. They should have returned. Thou wouldst know then if the big striped dog still lives.
Bull snapped up off the bed.
What do I care about your whelps or Jibs now, eh? I gave them a job to do. They should be doing it. As for the striped dog, mention him again, and I'll let daylight through your skinny carcass. Now get out and give my orders to Ferron and the crew. We attack tonight!